CLX Mobile monitoring.
NLX, this is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
Name here is Mike.
Hope your evening's going well so far.
I just left the office and then looked down and forgot my coffee mug. Turn it around and go back.
Understand that. There's a guy in the office that's got his favorite coffee mug. You almost never see him without it. And one day he set it down somewhere and forgot it, and somebody hid it from him. And he was not happy.
Mine's just an insulated mug, but I gotta have that coffee.
I'm headed home. I gotta go back out once I get home. I don't like doing that. Once I get home, I will stay put, but I got a couple errands I gotta run.
I don't like getting home and then leaving. It happens, though. But I've got to drive from Spartanburg over to Greenville County, so I've got a half-hour drive. Once I go back in and retrieve my coffee mug.
Anyway, it's getting a little chilly around here, and they're saying the possibility of some frozen precipitation Friday night into Saturday morning. KC4SKD. Hey, listen.
CLX, this is Mike. I'm back. I got my mug.
KC4SKD. I'm about to find out if I should take the alternate back road home. But once I go over this hill, if all I see is brake lights, then I'm going to go a different way.
Too bad this morning, but I think that's fixing to change tomorrow.
Well, I have to get up early and leave and eat breakfast close to the office, or at the office, just because of traffic problems. Yeah, they have gotten so bad around here.
Is when school's out, what traffic? Can really that many people go to school and work at school? It's just amazing.
And another amazing thing is there must be some kind of rule in the driver's handbook that says you must drive within 3 feet of the car in front of you because they get so close.
I just go slower.
Somebody's car says, my brakes are good. How's your insurance?
I'm just negotiating here. Some guy tailgating in a Maserati, of all things.
Nerve-wracking to me is when there's ice and snow, I've had people get right on my bumper, and it's bad enough when there's not ice and snow, and then that, and also people think you can drive 50 miles an hour when there's a solid sheet of ice on the road. You just don't do that.
A solid sheet of ice, I'm not worried about going out.
Not before, and it was not fun. And I just said, okay, never again. But snow and sleet, I can drive in it no problem. It's just the other people out there that don't know how to drive in it. That's the problem.
I've been in Colorado for quite a few years. So the snow's not the problem. It's all the other people. Occasionally it's the curb when you go around the corner and your car keeps going a certain direction. But, you know, it's just all part of driving.
Dad, the best thing to do is just stay home and watch a good movie. And I like some of the older movies. And one of my favorite is called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah, that used to come on every Thanksgiving. Then they made a sort of kind of remake of that. Rat Race, I think. Something like that. That's another good one.
About the Rat Race, and there's a couple of more movies that comes to mind. The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. That one I like. And then The Great Race.
I thought about that Russians Coming one a while back. Oh, here Here we go. Got the evening phone call. I'll talk to you in a bit. N6CLX, I'll be clear for a second.
NC4SKD.
KO4PXB Mobile.
NC4SKD, we can talk a couple minutes, but I'm about to go into an area where the repeater gets real scratchy. How you doing this afternoon?
Doing good. Went out to the place in Anderson to do their conversion for SharePoint and was there till about 2 o'clock, close to 2 o'clock, and then headed on into work and took care of some other issues there, setting up 365 account and on the server, and now heading to the house.
Yeah, I work in IT, but I don't get quite that deep in some of it. Most of mine is just across the surface a little bit. Anyway, I've worked in servers before. I even built a Linux server at home and messed with that for a little bit.
I've done the same thing, building an Ubuntu server. That's definitely very interesting to do. It definitely makes you learn command line, because most of the Linux servers are command line. I know they're getting a little bit more user interface now, but most of them is command line.
I used to program telephone switches, and the biggest one I worked on was all command line stuff, just a green monochrome screen. That was it.
Yeah, and that's not too far in the past, so there's still a lot of command line stuff that's done that can be done faster command lines that you can win through the window interface.
The switch I worked on was AT&T Definity, and the company had an upgrade, and as part of the upgrade package, they got to send somebody to school in Atlanta, so I'm the one they picked to send to school in Atlanta. Man, I loved that. I could stay the whole month.
I did a lot of Cisco programming when I was in the network side of it, and I still know that information. But what really worked out well is when I had a basic configuration of a Cisco switch, I could actually upload the iOS to a TFTP server or even the TFTP program and get my basic configuration on there, and then that took probably at least 30 or 40 minutes out of the programming side of it that I didn't have to do command line.
Little tricks to save time. My boss one time was what amazed me. He could just take a text document and modify it and use it to set up the switches with. And he'd sit there and hum and sing and all kind of stuff, just like it was just second nature to him.
If you change the notepad document to an ASCII, and you can pretty much do that same thing. It just, it'll configure it that way, or you definitely do text documents to configure a lot of stuff.
What this out was when we had an Atari computer and we were much younger, and we cut our teeth on that. That was really interesting. Got involved in a Greenville users group with some really knowledgeable people, and all worked together learning how to do basic programming. That's what really helped us, myself and my two younger brothers. They helped us out a lot.
I think it's still hidden somewhere in the programming language on computers. I'm going to look tomorrow that the program, which is very rudimentary, called QBasic.
Anyway, I need to cut it short here. I'm about to go into the really bad area for this repeater, and it gets to where I can't hardly hear it.
Good, sir. Have a great day. Please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
PXB. Have a good evening. KC4SKD.
CLX.